At the beginning of the class, usually we begin with games because it's better to set the mood for the class.
And so is it fun? Is it fun for you?
It's very fun, yeah.
Is it more fun for you or for them or for both?
Well, I hope for both, but I would say that's more fun for us, definitely. I mean, like the first time we go to a class, we actually dress as doctors and we pretend that we are very serious. And we tell them that they behave very badly and that we're going to take blood from them to test from STDs and stuff. And then we take off the coats and start joking with them. And that's very funny for everyone.
So that's a really good icebreaker.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Barbara and her fellow medical students volunteer at four high schools in Bologna. The students there are between 14 and 18 years old. Pushing back the desks, they do as much as they can to break down the traditional classroom environment. Volunteers are trained to teach everything from the effects of alcohol and drugs to how to put on a condom. Barbara specialises in sex education. It's a subject which inevitably elicits a few initial sniggers and silly comments.
They ask also silly questions, but sometimes they also ask things that you feel that are important to them, especially about oral sex, which there is a lot of ignorance about. Many times some girls usually stopped me after the class asking me where they could get more information or if I could send them our, like, because we go with a slide, so if I could send them what we showed them during the classes.
The medical students organise a bunch of games, including spoof versions of TV quizzes, in which all the questions are, of course, educational. Students compete in teams and the winners get sweets. Whatever the activity or discussion topic, they never separate the sexes.
We all sit together mixed because we think it's more useful. Like, we bring a zucchini and a condom, and they have to put the condom on the zucchini to show to the class how it's done properly. And I think it's best if a girl does it, because usually it's the guys, especially in high school, that do it. So girls usually make mistakes, and it's when they make mistakes that the whole class learns.
Barbara says the fun, relaxed atmosphere really helps avoid embarrassment. She inevitably gets asked hundreds of questions about herself and her experiences. She says she's happy to answer anything, as long as it's not too personal.
I don't get embarrassed easily and I'm not shy, which is a great advantage. I actually like working with people, talking to people, you know, being among people, which we miss so much during our medical education. We are just around patients. It's good to go into the community more and just stay out of the university classes for a while.
Yeah, I guess as medical students, you spend most time with books.
Yeah, exactly, especially in Italy, where we don't practice never. So we just see books, we study anatomy on books, which is a paradox. So yeah, it's really good to have a personal contact.
18-year-old Andrea and 17-year-old Mariana are enthusiastic about peer education.
Yes, it helped me because I know that these guys have my same experience and can talk to me about real thing about things that they have experienced themselves.
And did you find it easy to talk in a group in front of the people from your class?
Yes, because now I know what they think about these stuffs and we can talk about that together.
So it's actually helped you to communicate with your class too?
Yes.
Would it have been the same if a teacher had done the course?
No. Because the teacher is like your parents, you don't listen to them.
Which is why, according to Barbara, peer education works. Even though the students are a few years younger than the educators, they call them by their first names and don't treat them like teachers.
The first thing we tell them is that we have two rules, that we never judge, and we are never going to tell anything to their teachers. So that's, I think, the key point, the strength of our project. Because the students generally feel like they can tell us anything they want.
Barbara dedicates at least one day a week to the peer education project, between meetings, lesson preparation and the teaching itself. Each class lasts 2 to 4 hours and they like to think they're ready for everything. But she admits it's not all plain sailing. Each class lasts 2 to 4 hours and they like to think they're ready for everything.
Part of our training was to write down as many bad words as possible for genitals and stuff like that, but we didn't write close to what we learn in the school. But I actually like best when they're really direct because it's more fun, it's just more fun. And also you can answer to them when they are like that, you know, when they are so open.
But she admits it's not all plain sailing.
Some kids in the schools that are not interested at all. That's the hardest part, and we don't always manage to involve them. Like sometimes it's good to give them some small task to perform, but sometimes they just put the headphones on and they start listening to the music and it becomes impossible to get through to them.
Generally, though, the classes are a big hit, and the teachers at the schools they taught in last year were all keen for them to return this year.
We have a paper and they have to fill in after the classes, and it's always positive. Yeah, there are some students that say that they felt embarrassed sometimes, but they always say, oh, you're great, you rule, stuff like that. It's really nice, really satisfying.
And it's a satisfaction which not only leaves Barbara eager to teach the next class, but also gives her confidence for her future career as a doctor. Dani Mitzmann, Deutsche Welle Radio, Bologna.